Welcome, healthy friends, to the Reality of Health podcast. Today's a very important episode for you. This is the first thing you should do when you decide it's time to get healthy. You see, you can have all the knowledge in the world, but if you don't have an execution plan, then you're destined to either fail or have mediocre results. If you're currently feeling ill health of any kind, or you don't want to have ill health in the future, then now is the time to make a plan. Without a plan, you have no direction. If you don't have a plan, how do you know where you're going to end up? Figure out what you want to accomplish for your health. This is very important. Otherwise, you are just flying by the seat of your pants hoping you're going to be healthy in the future. Here are a few questions you need to ask yourself. You should write these down. Think about them. Meditate on them. Come up with the answers to these questions so that you can make your own plan. All right, we're going to get right into this. Ready? What is the future state of your health supposed to be? What is your goal? Why are you trying to be healthy? What does it take to be healthy? Where are you at right now? Where do you want to be? How healthy do you want to be? So let's start from right now, right where you're at. Create a roadmap to where you want to be. This is what you ask yourself. Where are you right now? What are your struggles? Go back, listen to those, write them down, think about them. That will then give you your end result, what you need, what you want. Here's a great question. How do you want to start your life in health? Or how do you want to live your life healthy? And then how do you want to end your life in health? I mean, we've got to die sometime. Do you want to be really in pain and feeling really terrible at the end? Or do you want to just kind of fade away? You have three choices to take care of your health. Early, make up the difference in the middle, or do whatever you can at the end to not make it really terrible. If you are any of these, you now have to decide what you need to do from this point forward. If you want a pain-free life, then it's up to you to do what's needed. It's not easy all the time, but it's worth it. Other times, it is very easy and you feel better than when you were in ill health. Once you have the healthy habits in place, it's easier. Breaking those old habits is the hard part. There's no hurry, unless you are in an extreme condition. Otherwise, ease into any one of these I'm going to lay out for you. But first, an example. Let's say you do not have very great posture, or you sit all day. And what is going to happen when you are 2 or 5 or 10 years down the road? It'll be worse. Poor posture can wreak havoc on your whole body, from inability to breathe properly to spinal deconstruction. So not only do you not breathe properly in the future, but you will be in pain as well. You can take steps now to either stop it or reverse it, like yoga or chiropractic or stretching, exercise, anything to strengthen your structure. Correcting your structure can eliminate so many health conditions just by itself. So I'm going to give you some priorities. These are your basics to good health now, in the middle, and in your future. Ready? Here we go. Priority number one, stabilize your sympathetic nervous system. Oh, Eric, we knew you were going to bring that one up. Well, yeah, it's because my favorite.
God, here you go again.
How do you do that? Sleep is number one way. You have a hard time sleeping? Well, got to get rid of the light at night. Use blue blockers. Take valerian starting earlier than you would try to go to sleep, like 9 o'clock, so you can fall asleep about an hour after that. Valerian causes you to uptake and utilize GABA. a chemical your brain uses to rest and sleep. Oh, and by the way, you'll have awesome dreams. Do something physical every day. Meditate or pray regularly. Use proactive breathing methods throughout your day. There's many systems. You can look them up. I have a breathing episode upcoming. It's going to be awesome. You need morning sunlight. It's one of the best things you can do for your overall health, especially right when the sun starts coming up. You need to be outside. Look towards the sun, as much skin as you can expose. This will immediately set up all the hormones for your entire day. Guess what? Good hormones means good nervous system. Then you can do grounding. Take your shoes off, go outside, touch the grass, the dirt, cement, asphalt. Grass, I think, is the most pleasurable.
Yes, quite absolutely right.
But you got to get outside and touch the ground. You need to stabilize your diet. That means lower your carb, go higher animal fat. You have to do lower insulin foods. Otherwise, you're going to get all wired from the sugar and the carbs. Then you can go low caffeine or even no caffeine. You need to eat well. That means high protein, high animal fat, and low carbs. Let your body not get jacked up on carbs and sugar. Then you can learn your body on what you should eat. Are you better in the morning or not? Late night? Depends on what you eat. You have to figure that out for yourself. No sugar or carbs or caffeine after midday. You gotta put a kibosh on that. Priority number two, sleep. I do have a sleep episode. Go ahead and listen. Tell you pretty much everything you need to know. But here's some quick ones for you. Everyone should take valerian. That's a root. It's an herb. Before bed. It is amazing for your GABA uptake. Go to bed earlier. Invest in the best bedding you can afford. No carbs, no sugar after 4 p.m. No light in your room. No electronics. No phone, especially charging your phone next to your head. I mean, that is just terrible. If you're going to use a sound machine, it needs to be away from your head, typically across the room. There's so many more things you can do for sleep. Most people never consider how to have good sleep. They just do the same thing they always do. They just go to bed expecting a different result. Priority number three, you have to lower your stress. If you want to be healthy, stress needs to go away. I happen to have an episode on stress as well. The best way is to reduce all the junk in your life that you don't need. And I mean, you need to get serious about it. That means people that you don't need, they're gone. They drag you down. They're negative. They don't lift you up. They're not positive. They're gone. You have to have priorities. If they don't line up with what you want or need, they're gone too. You have to remove any barrier that makes you feel fear or discontentment. If it isn't in line with the health that you want or need, then remove it. Clean that junk out. Make your environment about healing, positivity, and contentment. Priority number four, clean water. And I happen to have an episode on that as well. I know it sounds like I'm plugging all my episodes, but I went over these in the foundational series. Has to be spring water only in glass bottles. Green Mountain Valley is my favorite. You can do distilled water. You can do structured water. You can even make your own structured water. You can vortex it. Look that up. It's super simple. Or you could even take glass jars, put your water in it, put it out in the sun. That'll stay structured for a couple days inside your home. Priority number five, supplements. Well, you only need these if you actually want to take them or you really do need to heal something. I'm going to have an episode in the future about supplements. Do you really need them or not? You could go to a holistic practitioner. They'll look at you and figure out what you need. Maybe you don't need any. Depends on what they find. Everybody needs, though, animal foods. Oh, yeah. Got to eat those animal foods. Butter, beef, eggs, cheese, fresh, raw milk products. Oh, yeah. Clean water, good salt, the best salt you can find. Everybody's taste on salt is different, whatever you like. But if you want to take something, I'm more inclined to use herbs or homeopathic remedies. Outside of herbs, I like collagen, or even better than powdered collagen would be bone broth. Bone broth that you buy should always be frozen and no additives. I like enzymes, especially like essential oils topically. But my overall favorite supplement to take every single day, which I do, is ginger. It is literally good for everything. There's nothing that it doesn't help with. Priority number 6, you have to stabilize your movement. Get rid of shoes that constrict your feet. Try wearing zero drop or barefoot style shoes. Better is no shoes as much as possible. You see, shoes with heels, even sneakers, with the heel higher than the toes is bad for you. You are shortening your Achilles tendon and messing up your ankles, your knees, and your hips. And that then affects your posture. We will have a shoes and feet episode coming up in the future. You need to start practicing balancing, like a rebounder. That's that little mini trampoline that you can put in your house and use. Try standing on one leg. It's harder than it sounds for as long as you can. There's, you know, yoga type poses that you can do where you're standing on one leg, push the other leg back, put your arms out and try and balance and do that for as long as you can. Flip the legs, do it again. You can stretch all the different stretching types every day. That will help with your fascia and make you stronger in all your movement. You can do things like the horse stance or any other static exercise. You can look up static exercise. Basically, you're holding a posture or different types of holds that you can do. It's harder than you think. You can look up online and see a bunch of these. If you're in the gym or you're at home, grab some weights and do squats. Fantastic for stabilizing your movement. These will make you strong from your feet up. And when that structure is good, so many health conditions get better. There's tons of ways to increase your structure. See, you need to make your plan. You need to write it out. Put it on your mirror. Whatever it takes to make it your daily routine. You can't build something without plans. Why would we have plans to build our health? Makes sense, doesn't it? If you want success, you have to do this. Gotta make your plan. Please subscribe and share and all that other stuff you know how to do. Thank you for listening. Take care of yourselves.